Matthew, the 16th chapter. This morning I'm going to read verses 13 through 17 as we consider the question, who is Jesus Christ? Matthew 16, 13 through 17. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The great central truth of Christianity is the person and work of Jesus Christ. This is the basic issue. This is the critical issue for all mankind. Who is Jesus Christ? Virtually all men agree that there was a person by this name who lived on this earth about 2,000 years ago and who founded Christianity. Most will also agree that for 2,000 years now, his influence has been the greatest influence shaping the lives and thinking of the Western world. But beyond this, there has been endless controversy about who he really is, specifically over whether he is God. In this message, we're going to look at several answers that are given to this question, "Whom say ye that I, the Son of Man, am?" Who is Jesus Christ? In verses 13 and 14 of our text, the Lord Jesus asked his disciples this question, "Who do men say Jesus Christ is?" Look at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Who do men say that I am? The disciples then replied in verse 14, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, and some people say that you are Elias or Elijah, and others that you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Matthew 10:25 says that some people even called the Lord Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Men's ideas of who Jesus Christ is often contradict each other. This was the case with the opinions of men relayed to the Lord by his disciples here in our text. If the Lord Jesus was John the Baptist, then he could not be one of the prophets. And if he was Beelzebub, the prince of demons, then he could be none of these others. The ideas of men concerning who Jesus Christ is not only contradict each other, they certainly contradict the truth of God's Word. What conclusions do men today draw as to who Jesus Christ is? Men today also have many differing ideas. Whether he was just a religious genius who differed from others only in degree, as many liberals love to say, or he was just a great teacher like Buddha or Confucius or Gandhi. Who do men say that Jesus Christ is? Islam says that Jesus Christ is not God in the flesh, nor is he the Son of God. I have a copy here of the Quran, and I didn't buy this. I wouldn't want to spend the money on it. But a friend of mine in the Air Force gave it to me when he came back from Desert Shield years ago. And so I have I've done some studying in this book. And I want to read you some quotes from the Quran today that tell who Islam thinks Jesus Christ is. First of all, in their books are called surahs or chapters, surah, S-U-R-A-H. And so in Surah 4, verse 171, we find this quote. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah, created by Him. So believe in Allah, for Allah is the only one God. Glory be to Him above having a son. In other words, He was above having a son. Unquote. Then Surah 19:35 says, quote, "It is not meet or fitting for Allah that He should have any son," unquote. Surah 3, verse 59 says that Jesus is a created human being and He is not eternal. Surah chapter 2, verse 136 says that Jesus was simply another prophet. Quote, "Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Jesus, we make no distinction between any of them," unquote. Surah 43, verse 59 says, quote, "Jesus was no more than a mortal whom Allah favored and made an example to the Israelites," unquote. Surah 4, verses 157 and 158 says that Jesus Christ was not crucified. It just appeared to His disciples that He was. I'm going to read you this quote, and the writer is speaking of the Jews here. Quote, "They killed Him not," that is Jesus Christ, "nor crucified Him. But the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. For surely they killed Him not, but Allah raised him up unto Himself, and He is in the heavens," unquote. And another one of their books goes on to state that actually it was Judas disguised as Jesus who was crucified, and he was so cleverly disguised that even Mary and the disciples were deceived. Who do the Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus Christ is? Jehovah's Witnesses say, the Russellites say, this about Jesus Christ on page 231 of their book, "What Has Religion Done for Mankind?" Quote, "While Jesus was on earth, He was only a man, nothing more," unquote. The Mormons say, in chapter 1, verse 50 of their book, Journal of Discourses, that, quote, "Adam was the father of Jesus Christ," unquote. On page 5 of their book, Our Relationship with the Lord, Bruce McConkie, an apostle of the Mormon Church, says, in reference to Jesus Christ, quote, "We do not worship the Son," unquote. Joseph Fielding Smith, a former president of the Mormon Church, said on page 19 of Doctrines of Salvation that Jesus Christ was not born of a virgin. Listen to the quote. "Jesus was begotten of the Holy Ghost." I challenge that statement. "The Book of Mormon teaches no such thing, neither does the Bible," unquote. Brigham Young said on pages 50 and 51 of Journal of Discourses that Joseph Smith was a descendant of Jesus Christ. At least three different times in the Journal of Discourses, it is said that Jesus Christ was a polygamist. If you'd like me to give you the references after a while, I will. Let me just read one of them. Chapter 1, verses 345 and 346 says, "The reason Jesus Christ was persecuted so much was because He had so many wives." Mormons teach that Jesus Christ was a God, and that every human being who is a good Mormon can be a God too. For Mormons, the difference between Christ and men today is only a matter of degree. good Mormons are progressing towards Godhood. Mormons do not believe that Jesus Christ is the unique Redeemer of sinners. Listen to Journal of Discourses, chapter 14, verse 71, which says that every earth has its Redeemer. And Brigham Young says in chapter 6, verse 274 and 275, that each man may organize an earth and redeem it. Who does today's popular culture say that Jesus Christ is? Today's pop culture says Jesus Christ is the babe in the manger. At least it often leaves him there with little or no reference to him outside of the Christmas season. Isn't that what most men know about Christ? He's the babe in the manger. Many in popular culture see Jesus Christ as the long-haired, effeminate one who loves everybody, no matter what that person has done, and he is struggling hard to get sinners to accept him as their Savior. Unregenerate men form their views of Jesus Christ on natural grounds, not spiritual grounds. Men form their opinions of Christ according to the flesh, which God's Word tells us is spiritually blind and dead. Every view of the flesh about Jesus Christ is wrong. That brings us to another question. Who did the apostles say Jesus Christ is? Look at verses 15 and 16 of our text. Here the Lord Jesus asks His disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Peter's answer in verse 16 is, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And later in Acts 4:12, Peter says that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Look at Acts 4:12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Peter tells us here that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20 and verse 31, for what the Apostle John had to say about who Jesus Christ is. John, the Apostle, says to his readers here that his purpose in writing the Gospel with his name on it was to prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Verse 31, John 20. "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name." In John 1:41, the Apostle Andrew called Jesus Christ the Messiah and the Christ. Turn to John 1, verse 41. John 1, 41. It's talking about Andrew. "He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, "the Christ." In John 20, 28, the Apostle Thomas said to the risen Lord, "My Lord and my God." In Colossians 1, 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul says that Jesus Christ is God's dear Son. Let's turn to that. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. He's talking about God the Father when he says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Look at Romans 9 and verse 5. Romans chapter 9 and verse 5. Here the Apostle Paul says that Jesus Christ is overall God blessed forever. He's talking about Israel here. "Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came?" who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Now turn to 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Here the Apostle Paul says that Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and men. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Next, look at 1 Corinthians 2:7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Paul says here that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. This is one of my favorite titles of Him, the Lord of glory. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In Philippians 2:9, the Apostle Paul says that Jesus Christ is the name that is far above all other names. Let's turn to that. Philippians 2:9. And we'll read a passage there. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Paul says here that Jesus Christ is the name that is far above every name. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. In verses 9 through 11 of this chapter, Paul says that all creatures are commanded to worship Christ. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And turn to Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Paul says that Jesus Christ is always the same. Hebrews 13, 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The Apostle Paul clearly and flatly contradicts the teaching of Islam when he says in 1 Corinthians 15:3 that Jesus Christ died to provide forgiveness of sin. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:3. This teaching of Islam about the person of Jesus Christ strikes at the very heart and core of the gospel, and Paul puts the lie to it in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and some of these other verses we'll look at. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Paul says He died. Turn to 1 Corinthians 1:22. Same book, first chapter, verse 22. Paul says here that Jesus Christ was most certainly crucified. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. One other verse that in which the apostle tells us that Christ was crucified, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Galatians 6, verse 14. Paul certainly taught and believed that Christ was crucified. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. These then were the views of who Jesus Christ was and is, held by the Lord's apostles and reported in God's holy word. I'll take this book in relation to this book any day. Next, who did the angel say Jesus Christ is? The angel said in Matthew 1, 20 and 21, before the birth of Jesus Christ, that He is the Savior of His people. Let's look at Matthew 1, 20 and 21. A great verse of Scripture, a great passage in verse 21. I believe we can see all five of the 5 points of Calvinism. This is the announcement of the birth of the Lord by the angel. But while he thought, that is Joseph, on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Good preaching by the angel, wasn't it? Luke 1:35 is next. Turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Here an angel said that Jesus Christ would be born of a virgin, and he would be sinless, and that he would be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. This destroys the Mormon error that we mentioned earlier. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. That's the virgin birth. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee, that's Christ's impeccable nature, his impeccability, his inability to sin, that which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's his deity. Who did John the Baptist say that Jesus Christ is? In John 1:18, John the Baptist says that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Let's turn to that. John chapter 1 and verse 18. John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Then in John 1:29, right down the page there, John the Baptist says that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, look at Him, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ is the Lamb. That is, He is the antitype of all of the sacrificial lambs in Old Testament Israel. He is the final lamb toward which all those other lambs pointed typically and symbolically. His is the final sacrifice that actually atones for the sins of His people. Next, who does God the Father say Jesus Christ is? In Isaiah 42:1, let's turn to that. Isaiah 42:1. God the Father calls Jesus Christ my servant and mine elect. Isaiah 42 and verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He's obviously speaking prophetically of the coming Christ. At the baptism of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 3:16 and 17, God the Father certifies Jesus Christ as His beloved Son. Turn to Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 3:16 and 17. Who does God the Father say Jesus Christ is? And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Later on in the Lord's ministry, the Father again testified to who Jesus Christ is. Turn to Matthew 17 and verse 5 this time. This is at the Transfiguration. And here God the Father again refers to Jesus Christ as His beloved Son. While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Who does Jesus Christ Himself say He is? I realize I could take a week to give all the answers that He gives to this, but I've just picked out a few things here. What did the Lord Jesus think of Himself? Who did He think that He was? In verse 13 of our text, if you'll look back at Matthew 16, the Lord Jesus says that He is the Son of Man, meaning, among other things, that He was and is a true human being. He is a real, honest-to-goodness, bona fide man. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now turn to John 8:58. In John 8:58, Jesus Christ says that He is Jehovah, the eternally self-existent One, the great I Am. John 8:58, Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Doesn't say I was. That means I am Jehovah, the eternal God, the self-existent One. Now turn to John 3:16. Now I want us to turn to this because I think too many times we take for granted that we know it and we just rattle it off and we don't really see the words and feel what they say. In John 3:16, the Lord Jesus says that He is God's only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, talking about Himself, that whosoever believeth in Him, the only begotten Son, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now turn to John chapter 10 and verse 30. John chapter 10 and verse 30. Here the Lord Jesus claims to be of the same essence with God the Father. I and My Father are one. Look at, we won't turn to this, but John 6:35, the Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Meaning, I am the essential sustenance of spiritual and eternal life. You have to eat Him in order to live spiritually. In verse 21, of this same 16th chapter of Matthew, in which our text occurs today, the Lord Jesus prophesied that He would die on the cross and be raised from the dead. Let's turn to that. Matthew 16:21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Contradicts Islam. Contradicts the Quran. Which one's right? Look at John 14:6. John 14:6. Here, the Lord Jesus says that He is the only way to get to the Father. He is the only way to heaven. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. In John 11:25, the Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now turn to Revelation 1:18. Another statement the Lord Jesus makes about himself, Revelation 1:18. The Lord says about himself here that he died, is risen again, and is sovereign over death and hell. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. One more scripture here. Look at John 5:22. John 5 and verse 22. Here the Lord Jesus says that he is the coming judge of the world. John 5:22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Who is Jesus Christ? Oh, my friends, the person of Christ is of supreme importance to your salvation. The fundamental issue in Christianity and in salvation is this: is Jesus Christ the Son of God? If you do not begin with Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, you will not go on rightly in the Christian religion. I have a book in my study that has this as its title. And I've thought about this for 25 years, maybe more. The title of that book, Christianity is Christ. Christianity is Christ. And my friend, if you are off on the person of Christ, you do not have true biblical Christianity. One cannot be right on anything else in religion if he doesn't think rightly about Jesus Christ. If he is wrong on Christ, he will ultimately be wrong on everything else. If one is wrong about Christ, eternal hell awaits him. Who is Jesus Christ? Whose word are we going to believe? In 2 Corinthians 11:4, Paul warns of what he calls another Jesus. One who is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Not the one acknowledged and described and preached by the apostles, the angels, John the Baptist, God the Father, and Christ himself. Let's read 2 Corinthians 11:4 here. It's important information that we need to have that Paul gives us in 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. See, he says there's other Jesus. There's another Jesus. There's another spirit. There's another gospel. The Jesus of men today is another Jesus. But a Jesus who is not the real Jesus, the Jesus of Scripture, he has no power to save men's souls. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? This is the crucial question today and in every age. Don't place your trust in a false Christ, another Jesus. Place your trust solely in the Christ of the Bible. Only by placing complete confidence in the Christ of the Bible can you ever hope to have eternal life. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of sinners? Listen to John 20, 30 and 31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Will you trust in this Jesus for salvation today? Let us pray. Now, Father, we're thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is and what He means to us, what He's done for us, and then what He means to us. Now, Father, we realize that we're living in an age, as every age has been and will be, an age of darkness, spiritual darkness and blindness. Father, we are appalled as we read what these other religions and other men have to say about who is Jesus Christ. We pray today that You would deliver any that are present here from this such darkness that they may be in about the person and work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our nation today, that once again these other Jesuses will be rejected, and that Christ would be the Lord indeed. We pray, our Father, for every person present today. May the Holy Spirit enable him or her to think about who is Jesus Christ, who they think He is, what He is to them. May they trust in the Christ of the Bible today. We pray this for the children of the church. We pray this for the adults that don't know Him. May Thy will be done. May Christ be glorified through the salvation of souls. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.